This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Congressman, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you taking time to step away from the House floor to give us a few minutes of your time.
John, always great being with you. Appreciate all that you do. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know the House Rules Committee has been meeting since 1 a.m. this morning, meeting over debate to bring the president's one big beautiful bill to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. And yesterday, you and House Republicans met with the president to discuss the legislation. Can you give us an update a little bit on your meetings with the president?
Sure. You know, always great being with the president. Appreciate how engaged he is, how much he cares about the country, about getting the right policies in place and about this big, beautiful bill. Met with the president yesterday, closed door, a little less than 2 hours. And, you know, just, you know, one thing I appreciate the president, he's the same in public as he is in private, right? Same person through and through. But a really good discussion about the country, what we need to keep doing to get it back on track, all the things included in this bill that he supports and the importance of getting it passed. So it was a very productive meeting and great to get to be part of it.
Tracy, I saw an article and a Channel 12 story here where you actually pushed back on some of the false misinformation, for lack of a better term, that's been coming out from the left and from your colleagues across the aisle, you know, that Republicans want to cut Medicaid, and it's the old narrative. You know, you guys want to throw Granny over the cliff. You want to throw Granny over the cliff. Can you give us the real story on this Medicaid stuff? Because from what I understand, it's really the simple things like literally just you know, work requirements for work-able adults and things like that, common-sense solutions.
Common sense solutions, and you're exactly right. You know, the left is fear-mongering, spreading misinformation about what's in this bill. End of the day, we're $36 trillion in debt, John, and we've got to do everything we can to stamp out waste, fraud, and abuse. And what do I mean by waste, fraud, and abuse? You know, you look at some of these programs, we have waste, 15-20% error rates in some of these programs as they're being carried out. I mean, that's just wasteful. Fraud. We have non-U.S. citizens that are receiving benefits. We have people that falsify forms to receive benefit. You know, that's fraud. Abuse. We have folks that are able-bodied adults that don't have dependents. So folks that are not caring for little kids, they're able-bodied, that instead of returning to the workforce are just receiving federal benefits. You know, that's not what these programs were intended for. So we got to stamp out the waste, fraud, and abuse. And get these programs back on track so that we can preserve them for who they were originally intended for. And that's what the Big Beautiful Bill really does.
Well, that's a common sense solution that we do here in Kansas. If you're work able, if you don't have kids, there's nothing wrong with requiring someone to get a job or volunteer or at least be applying for work. That's all this does. Or for that matter, why should illegal aliens be getting Medicaid?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you get into it and realize, you know, SNAP specifically is a program that's 100% federally funded, but it's state administered. And you have states, California, some other blue states, that waive work requirements for people receiving those benefits, right? So Kansas can do a great job, if they, you know, to administer the program, but you have large states that don't do a good job, that have all these waivers. This is not what Congress intended. It's not what the majority of Americans would agree we ought to be doing. And so this bill puts a stop to that, and that's a good thing.
Tracy, this is a key moment in, I think, legislation that we've seen in the last decade or so. If this bill doesn't pass, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is scheduled to expire, which means Kansans would see roughly a $2,200 tax increase next January. That's major. Set aside the new tax breaks on things like overtime pay, you know, things like that. That's a $2,200 tax increase. Why are some of your Republican colleagues holding this thing up?
Yeah, you know, you would have to ask them, but I agree with you. You know, this bill prevents tax hikes, which is really what I believe, Sean. We do not need to be raising taxes on people. But if we don't act, then come January 1, yeah, everyone's individual on average, every can's going to pay an extra $2,200. That alone is a reason to strongly support this bill. In addition to, there's some other great provisions, though, John, where you've got border security.
Right.
We are focusing the military on the threat that is China. This bill makes a down payment on the president's Golden Dome initiative that he announced yesterday. Work requirements for able-bodied individuals without dependents that we just talked about. You know, a really good bill. We do away with the reduced regulations that hinder our American energy producers, right? We need to return to American energy dominance. There's no perfect bill, but this is a really, really good bill, and I think it's really important for the future of the country that we get this thing passed.
Congressman, the House is anticipated to vote on the bill either later today or tomorrow. What happens if the House doesn't pass it by the Friday deadline?
Well, we keep working on it. That'll be the Speaker's call if he keeps us through the weekend. I would be for staying through the weekend, happy to do that in order to get this big, beautiful bill passed because it's important to the country. But, you know, I'm optimistic it's going to go to the floor and it's going to get passed. Here, and if it doesn't, there's other tweaks and changes that need to be made to it, then we'll make sure that those get done.
But eventually you see it passing the House. What do you think the chances are it passes the Senate?
Yeah, well, you know, then need to move in the Senate as well. We'll see what changes they might have to it. But at the end of the day, John, I mean, we've got a, you know, this is common sense legislation. There are so many good things in this bill. Optimistic and it's going to get passed and signed into law. Really glad, of course, you know, the fact the president spent almost 2 hours with us yesterday morning is because he really likes this bill, sees its importance, and is doing everything he can do to make sure that it gets passed as well.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking with Congressman Tracy Mann. Congressman, let me ask you, you know, far be it for me to, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I got to ask you about a couple of your Democrat colleagues who forced their way into an ICE detention facility earlier, I guess it was last week. And what are your thoughts? Should they face consequences? I mean, Secretary Noem has called for that. I mean, I get it. If you want to go and you want to tour an ICE detention facility, we just talked to Ron Estes a couple of weeks ago. He went down and toured the prison down in El Salvador. But you know what? You have to go through the process. You have to call them ahead of time, set up an appointment. You can't just show up and force your way in and shove around a bunch of ICE officers.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it remarkable to have this conversation, John? I mean, the oversight's one thing. There's a right way to do it. You don't block what ICE is doing. You don't break in and are part of a riot. Right? It's just incredible to me. And by the way, we ought to be supporting ICE. You know, these are the people that are protecting our communities. These are people that are deporting known violent criminals. You have to ask yourself, if someone is breaking the law to slow down ICE as they are trying to deport criminals out of our communities, what in the world do those people believe, and why are they doing that? You know, that's a question that you really have to ask and answer, in my view.
Tracy, it sure seems like the border has turned around. I mean, crossings are down 97% since Donald Trump came into office. Sure does seem like what a difference a president can make.
When you look at the border crossings have plummeted under President Trump. And, you know, Biden and his people, his handlers, said for years that we needed to change the laws. No, it turns out we needed to change to a president that actually enforces the laws that are on the books. But we need to now come along and codify or put into law a lot of the things the president has done, the executive order, to make sure that a future president like a Biden can never come along and do what they've done to the country. Those provisions are included in the big, beautiful bill, which is yet another reason that we need to support it and make sure that it gets passed and signed into law.
Well, and along those lines, you know, you have to wonder why some of your colleagues and some of your counterparts across the aisle, like Senator Van Hollen, still continue to defend MS-13 gang members like Albrego Garcia. I just don't understand. What are they thinking? They're putting these illegals ahead of American citizens.
I'm not going to pretend to understand what they're thinking on the issue. I think you can pretty easily determine what most Americans are thinking, and they think this is crazy, right? And you saw that the ballot box last go around, and if folks on the left want to double down and support illegal criminals that are in the country over U.S. citizens, let's have that debate, and let's keep having elections that show what some of these folks really believe and some of these misguided priorities. At the end of the day, we've got to make the United States of America everything that it can possibly be, having a secure border, having a government that protects people, having citizens feeling safe in their communities is a vital part of that, and really glad to support everything I can do to make sure we see that happen, and credit President Trump for promises made, promises kept in regards to border security.
Well, Congressman, I know I've got to let you run. You're going off to a floor vote, but I've got to ask, you've got, what, 8, 10, 12 people running for governor. Any interest in running for governor, man for governor?
You know what? We're hyper-focused on getting the big, beautiful bill done and trying to support the country. It was an honor, you know, to get to be lieutenant governor. Had an absolute blast doing that with Jeff Collier. But we're focused on doing what we can do to do right by the country here in Congress.
Well, I had to ask. Everybody else seems to be wanting to run. So, Congressman, if folks want to connect with you, if they're interested in reaching out, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, sure. You know, our website, mann.house.gov. is a great way, or can reach any of our offices, our office in D.C. or Manhattan or Dodge City. It's an absolute honor to get to represent the Big First District and to be part of helping Kansas move forward as a state.
Congressman, thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.